Welcome, Potter's Foursquare. We have a new sort of avenue for something to do during the week. We have I've talked to Paula, Pastor Paula, and we've been really praying and seeking the Lord about how to address some of the specific things that you might be going through during this shutdown and the frustration that comes with it, and the fear and just the I'm talking to people, and I just get this sense of overwhelming frustration and a lot of unknown. And so what we decided to do, along with the sermons that go forth every Wednesday and every Sunday, on Wednesdays, we continue to go through the book of Matthew. We are in the midst of the Sermon on the Mount. And on Sundays, we're doing a series on the Holy Spirit. And so as we continue in those, we want to make sure that we have some supplemental things to help along the way. And so we came up with this idea to have little devotions that we would post. When you go on the website, there'll be a tab for devotions. I know that Paula has already recorded one, and I'm doing this one. So I really want to talk about this idea of addressing the people that are stressed out, right? And so I began to pray, and I began to seek the Lord about this, and there is a devotion that we can sort of gather from the story of Mary and Martha. And it's really talking about what is the thing that is needful, right? And so I'm just going to read this text out of Luke, I think it's chapter 18, verse 38 through 42. And this is where they are at the home of Mary and Martha. And verse 38 says, as Jesus and his disciples were on their way, he came to a village where the woman named Martha opened her home to him. And she and her sister Mary, who sat at the Lord's feet, listening to what he said. But Martha was distracted by all the preparations that had to be made. And she came to him and asked, Lord, don't you care that my sister has left me to do the work by myself? Tell her to help me. Martha, Martha, the Lord answered, you are worried and upset about many things, but few things are needed, or indeed only one. Mary has chosen what is the better, and it will not be taken away from her. So when we look at this particular text, the cool thing that I see here that just jumps off the page is there's two very different women. There's Martha, who's overwhelmed and distracted, and there's Mary, whose her undivided attention is on Jesus, right? And so it's this undivided attention that Mary has, and it's a great example for us that speaks to the time that we're in, because this is a time when we should be completely focused on the Lord, and not only on the Lord, but the love that God has through us, and the promises of the Lord, and the hope of the Lord, and the provision of the Lord. And the cool thing that we see with Mary was that she wasn't caught up with all of the goings on, right? And Jesus wasn't there to be served. Jesus wasn't there to be stressed out and, you know, didn't expect the house to be in complete order. He was there to see people. He was there to minister to people and love people. And he addresses both of these women and really confirms one behavior and speaks against another, but in a very loving way. So you have two very different women right from the start of the story. And again, you have Mary, who is given her undivided attention, and it's just a great example for us. Guys, that's what we need to be doing right now. There is a lot of people who will pull you in their direction. They will pull you in worry and fear and doubt and rumor and, you know, get involved with the media and this and that. And, you know, guys, God has He has the view from 30,000 feet, right? He sees everything in the world and knows exactly when things are going to open and how it's going to work and how we're going to change. And we need to have a complete trust in that, right? And so the other sort of way that we see people acting these days is this distracted. I mean, that's, I don't know what else to say. And Martha is a perfect example of somebody who, is of the worldly mindset that pervades our truth. Let me say that again. Martha is the perfect example of this worldly mindset that wants to invade our truth. It wants us to get our eyes off of the promises, the hope, and the peace that we have in Jesus, and get engaged with the worries of the world, right? And if you look at, you know, most people that we meet today, a lot of them are Marthas. They're worried and upset about many things, and Jesus said it right there. He said, you know, he spoke truth to her, and we were just talking about last week, the gifts of the Spirit, the gifts to know, and this is where Jesus uses the gift of the word of knowledge and the word of wisdom. The word of knowledge was, he said, Martha, you're worried and upset about many things. It's not just the fact that your sister is not helping you. It's not just the fact that you feel overwhelmed. There's a lot going on in you. And he said, you know, one thing is needful. You know, one thing is needful. Do what your sister's doing. She's turning her focus and attention on me. And that right there is the better way, right? And we need to be about the better way. In verse 42, it says, but few things are needed, or indeed only one. Mary has chosen what is better, and it will not be taken away from her. You guys, all the stress that we are under, all the unknown, all the fear, all the listening to rumor and listening to the media and listening and waiting, we can't redeem that time. We're not going to get any of that time back. It's completely wasted, right? We need to be more like Mary, who's just right now knows that there's a lot of busyness going on. There's a lot of turmoil, but her focus is on Jesus Christ. And that's where our focus should remain. It's a better way. Few things are needed, or indeed only one at this time, Jesus said. Mary has chosen what is better. And I want you today to choose what is better. There is a path that you can walk down every day. There's a path that is before you, and that path that God has carved out for you is filled with hope and joy and peace, and it's irrespective of the circumstances. And I want to speak to the person right now, and you may be out of control. You may be depressed. You may be just really struggling with how to get through this. And you know what? You're a Martha. You're looking at circumstances, and God is above circumstances. He wants to call you to a higher place and not to be engaged in the business of circumstances, but be engaged in the business of turning your attention and your affection to Him. I pray that you do that today. You have the opportunity, right? Every one of you has the opportunity to do this. Remember, church, He has shown you, O man, O woman, what is good and what the Lord requires of thee, that you do justly, that you love mercy, and that you walk humbly with your God. Be a Mary today. Don't be caught up with being a Martha. God bless you guys, and we'll talk to you soon.